Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, B Brothers Publishing. Oscar and Edgar Barreto are two brothers with a passion for writing role-playing games and short novels. They have dozens of stories for sale on their website. But now all their online books are free from December 15th to the 21st of January. If you're still not sure, you can download a 7-page sample. Their stories are dystopian and have fantastic illustrations to go along with them. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, when Bitcoin hit $100,000, 10,000 Bitcoin was worth $1 billion. The same amount of Bitcoin this guy paid for 2 pizzas. Can you imagine bro here realizing that he lost the money of a lifetime on 2 cheese pizzas? We always focus on the guy who gave away the Bitcoin instead of trying to figure out who received all that Bitcoin. But without the early adopters like this, BTC would be worthless and forgotten. Hopefully he had plenty more. Moving on, this woman says her friends are getting married and buying homes, but she's struggling to find a boyfriend because she's already pregnant, and her boyfriend left her. I'm shocked that no one wants this wonderful woman in her ex-boyfriend's saved game that is about to pop out of her cooch. I wonder if he stepped out for milk and the bun in the oven is a chocolate strudel or something. Then again, it probably belongs to her good boy instead. Number 3, Sweden has a soft girl trend where women are celebrating quitting work to be stay-at-home girlfriends. Who's gonna pay for this though? This woman's boyfriend is a total simp. They aren't even married yet and she's staying at home doing nothing and they don't even have children. She's a kept woman that probably controls him. There are also only so many rich idiots to exploit, so only 1 or 2% of Swedish women can live the soft girl lifestyle. Up next, Marissa Tomei is 60. But how does she do it? Does she drink the blood of babies and younger women? Is it genes or cosmetics? I think it's genetic. Some Italian women look great as they age, or they look terrible. There doesn't seem to be an in-between. I'm sure that fake-up and cosmetic surgery helped as well as staying thin and fit. Unfortunately, she still doesn't have any eggs. Empty egg carton. Number 5, 4 Indian men in Canada on student visas are charged with Grand Theft Auto after stealing 25 cars in the city of Oakville. 5 million people like this have their student and work visas expiring this year. Most won't be going home, so you can expect crime to skyrocket. The same in Australia, with many involved in the drug trade as well. Looks like diversity is our strength is blowing up in Trudeau's face. Just send them home, they've had their fun. Moving on, what is going on with Gen Z? This woman is complaining that men her own age in their early 20s are not dating anymore. She wants to know what's going on. Do you want to know where the men are, lady? They're going their own way because you're probably insufferable. Plus, they have zero interest in dating a 304 and they've chosen to dodge the bullet that is women and relationships because the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. Number 7, this men's cuddling group aims to redefine masculinity and heal trauma. Why do they look like bald soy boys though? Maybe this is a group for men who haven't figured out that they're gay yet. I'm sure they have wonderful sword fighting sessions too. Maybe this was the Harris Walls focus group that told them that they would win the election. Yes folks, just 5 guys with low T trying to redefine masculinity. I couldn't believe this wasn't a joke. Up next, feminism teaches women to emulate men in the wrong ways. Yes, by trying to elevate their notch counts like Chad with a cooch, or by focusing on their career instead of having kids, and then crying that they missed their fertility window. Feminism is nothing more than women revolting against nature and trying to turn themselves into second or third rate men. Number 9, Amber Turd is expecting her second child, after welcoming her daughter Una 3 years ago, a daughter that she didn't even carry. She paid for a surrogate. She's a useful idiot making surrogacy socially acceptable, so that one day men will use it almost exclusively instead of getting married. Now she's having a second kid to prove that women can be parents on their own. I'm taking bets. If she has a boy, will he either be transgender or will he be a violent criminal? What do you guys think? If I have to guess, Elon's the father in both cases. Moving on, Jessica Taylor says that 0% of rapes in history were caused by girls and women. Meanwhile, what's this? At least 6 female teachers were arrested in just 2 days in America for sexual misconduct of their students. Looks like the gaslighting is getting more and more obvious, and is intensified. Also, Jessica is a doctor. Is that of psychology or astrology? Number 11, Europe used to make more than 1/3 of the global GDP. And today it's lower than Japan and the United States. The US economy is 50% larger. The EU as well as Canada and Australia are falling behind America as well, when it comes to GDP, because they lack tech companies and innovation, and not to mention in Europe, their population is rapidly aging. And the newcomers are lower IQ Muslims and Africans. At least Americans are letting in higher IQ Latinos and have technology and innovation on their side. Up next, back in July, Jack Forge said that the Hawk 2 girl only has few options left, one being a crypto scam, which she recently did. The remaining two are being a political grifter, an OF girl. She tried the political grift with her Hawk 2 podcast. Now all that remains is lonely fools. It's only a matter of time. She wants to get rich as quickly as possible, and she might make 5 or 10 million off of this. But then she's done and a single cat lady for life. No man worth his salt will marry her at that point if she takes off her clothes. Number 13, this woman is trying to shame a man because he refused to give up his window seat on an airplane to her crying son. He probably paid extra for that seat or booked early. Why should he have to be stuck between this rude Karen and her son? Then she tried to publicly shame and humiliate him by saying that he has no empathy for children. Why is no one calling her out for having an entitled child that can't behave himself in public? That's on the mother. Moving on, a man in Canada jumps on a polar bear to defend his wife from attack. She'll probably divorce him now. But why did he get in the way of those two? After all, she probably chose the bear to begin with. I'll bet you anything that the wife wouldn't have jumped on that bear to save her husband, even with all the talk about women choosing that bear. They were walking to their car and luckily a neighbor came out and shot it. If Trudeau has his way, the guy shooting the bear would have been charged with global warming. Also, are we certain the husband wasn't hugging that bear afterwards? Number 15, this is how crazy Canada's getting. Last year, Canada accepted 2.2 million people in, but there were 223,000 housing starts. That's the reason that Vancouver and Toronto have the highest housing costs per income in the entire world. It's time to send 5 million of them home so we can live affordably again. But they won't go home. It's so bad that the housing starts will be almost non-existent in 4 or 5 years. They also forgot to include 123,000 refugee claimants here as well. Up next, there are 1.4 million women in America that do OF. It's mostly married men that pay for this. As less guys get married, the market will dry up. No wonder the average OF model only makes around $150 a month. I suspect that as more men go their own way, more women will join Lonely Fools for money and attention. And then the average earnings will probably fall to $50 a month. Number 17, what's the first word that comes to your mind when you see this? How about balloons or a baboon's ass lips? The first thing that came to my mind is that she looks like one of the characters from Howard the Duck. And if you think I'm joking about the baboon ass, then just take a look at this. I still think the duck theme is the best, and here are the high-heeled flippers to complete the look. Moving on, people are saying that Sean Penn, aged 64, looks ridiculous with his 30-year-old girlfriend on the red carpet. Looks like older women hate it when older men with status and money date younger women instead of them. But I don't think that's a woman, unless they start in the film Transformers. Here's another picture. She's taller with broader shoulders, and he looks like Popeye. This ain't fooling anyone. He also looks like he has a 30-year hangover. Here's yet another one with huge feet and no bust. Even if this isn't a dude, then that's the most masculine woman I've ever seen. Number 19, we have yet another odd couple. This woman is dating him because of the way he looks and not because he has $6 million. It could also be because he's pretty good at rapping, and as I've said before, women are attracted to men with high status. Money doesn't equal status. Status equals fame. Also, is it just me or does this dude remind you of Grimace or something? But we shouldn't make fun of them because it looks like true shallow how love. Up next, an adult star with a 55-inch behind claims that she was body-shamed at Disneyland. I hate it when they use the lamestream media to promote their lonely fans pages. But look at that woman behind her. She looks absolutely shocked and disgusted by her size. The people running the rides probably got upset because when she got into the rides, she took up 2 seats. Also, shaming her seems rich coming from Disney. Number 21, according to Warren Farrell, feminism articulated the shadow side of men and the light side of women, but neglected the shadow side of women and the light side of men. And because of that, men have now walked away. Feminism also fought for the 3 A's for women. Those include authority over men, the advantages of being a woman, and the accountability of a child. Moving on is the real woman behind the perfect body, according to AI. But to that, all I have to ask is who programmed the AI? Maybe it was programmed by predominantly black men. Or did it just average all the women men prefer, and those are the results? Plus, somehow I don't think the tattoos on a woman are perfection. Call me old-fashioned, but they aren't. AI isn't conscious, so how does it know what human males find attractive? Number 23, there's heartbreak out there as a transgender woman dies at the age of 29 from testicular cancer. I guess she should have opted for bottom surgery after all. If only he had chopped his nuts off, he would have been saved. This is what you get when you have the balls to ignore cancer. What they don't tell trans women is that getting estrogen shots increases the risk of that cancer. If you want to play pretend, then you'll meet your end. Up next, Canada is running out of money to send to Ukraine, so it's outlawed 250 different boomsticks. They were perfectly legal recently, and they're confiscating them and sending them to Ukraine. This isn't a joke. Trudeau wants Canadians to be helpless so he can do whatever he wants to them. His father Fidel also did the same in Cuba before he kicked off the communist festivities. Number 25 and the last one is Amber Luke from Australia, before and after all the tattoos. There are even videos out there with her getting her poop shoot tattooed. This is the world that we live in these days. Increasingly, women aren't getting enough attention just looking normal and pretty. Now she's just for recreational use and nothing more. What's better? Starting an OF for money and attention or doing this? She did both. I guess she couldn't get enough. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.